Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 241 to finish at 25,115. S&P 500 Index up 29 at 2,711. NASDAQ Composite up 144 to close at 7,305. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps up 4 at 1,511. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 5 basis points at 3.16%. Oil down $1.25 at $64.93 per barrel. Gold down $8.50 at $12.15.10 per ounce. Well, at least October's over. And Wall Street managed to string together 2 winning sessions to finish the month. These were the only back-to-back positive sessions for the month of October. For the month, the Dow lost about 5%, the S&P 500 dropped just over 7%, and the NASDAQ Composite gave back about 9%. It was the worst month for the S&P 500 since 2011. The Dow Industrials has some minor support at around 24,500, a further support at 24,000, but its next major support is around 23,500. Below that, things getting ugly. Dow's resistance now at 25,500, so we could run into that very soon. S&P 500 support is at 2,600, then 2,550. Below that is, well, a long way. S&P 500's resistance is now at 2,800. NASDAQ Composite has support at 7,000. Below that, support at 6,800. Below that, a lot of air. NASDAQ's resistance all the way up at 7,600. U.S. stocks lost over $2 trillion in value in October. Technology stocks just capped off their worst month since the depths of the recession about a decade ago. The FANG stocks were among the hardest hit this month. Amazon and Netflix end the month down about 20% each. Investors fled both stocks after earnings reports came in. Facebook and Alphabet are on pace to finish October down over 8% each. Semiconductors were one of the hardest hit sectors in the stock market. Shares of NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices, Micron, Applied Materials, all posted double-digit losses for October. AMD had a particularly rough month. The stock was far and away the best-performing stock in the S&P 500 as of the end of September, but shares have plunged more than 20% since the start of October. It's the worst monthly performance for AMD since 1992. Among the FANG stocks, Apple appears to be the last domino standing. All its FANG brethren have pretty much crashed, even the mighty Amazon, down about 25% from all-time highs. Apple's decline more in line with that of the S&P 500. Be aware, tomorrow, Apple reports quarterly earnings. If Apple falls, look for the rest of the market to follow. The big question is whether now is the time to buy the dip, or is the dip warning us that there is more trouble baked into the market? This is why we pay attention to levels of support and resistance. Amazon has corrected about 25% from its all-time high of 2050, back in September. Amazon missed sales revenue estimates in its third quarter earnings report. However, the company still has incredibly strong revenue generating potential going forward. Revenue still showed year-over-year growth of 29.3%. Now, Amazon stock is trading at about 86 times trailing earnings and 55 times forward earnings. And while those numbers are admittedly high in comparison to the overall market, it's worth noting that it is certainly not unusual for high-growth stocks to trade at high earnings multiples. At some point, investors will start stepping up to take long-term positions. How you choose to go about it, well, obviously that depends on your personal budget, risk appetite, and patience. But even if some traders jump back into the market, there are no guarantees we won't see further declines. November features several variables that could influence markets. We have an upcoming G20 summit of world leaders, the midterm elections. This Friday, we get the latest jobs report, and then we also have a Federal Reserve FOMC policy meeting taking a look at monetary policy. October wasn't just a tough month for equities. It was also a crushing month for crude oil. After hitting four-year highs at the beginning of October, WTI crude oil futures fell 14% from those highs and had their worst monthly performance since July of 2016. U.S. sanctions on Iran's crude oil exports take effect November 4th and have been part of a bullish argument for crude prices as they would further tighten supply. But for the month of October, traders focused on global demand and supply, trade wars, and the strong dollar, which continues to hurt emerging market demand. Following this month's correction in oil, we're seeing some support right around here for oil, just around $65 per barrel. The big question for Monday is whether that support will hold. Have a bunch of earnings reports to run through. Let's start with Kellogg's. They expect full-year adjusted earnings per share to rise about 7 to 8% versus previous guidance of 11 to 13% growth. Sales in Kellogg's U.S. Mornings Foods unit, that includes cereals such as Corn Flakes, Fruit Loops, down about 1.3% in the third quarter. Company had recalled 1.3 million cases of Honey Smacks in June because of a potential salmonella contamination. Kellogg's stock today down about 9%. General Motors posted third-quarter results that topped Wall Street expectations. GM also said it expects profit for the year to reach the high end of its previously issued guidance, with the potential for earnings to beat $6.20 per share. Shares of GM rose just a bit more than 9% today. General Motors is offering buyouts to salaried employees with 12 or more years of service. GM said in a separate statement that it would consider layoffs after it sees the impact of the buyouts and other cost-cutting efforts. About 18,000 of the company's 50,000 salaried employees in North America could be eligible for those buyouts. Facebook reported after the closing bell yesterday, posting lukewarm results following weak second quarter results in July. The company beat on earnings per share, narrowly missed on revenue and global daily active users. Company executives emphasized the company's efforts to shift focus from news feed to videos and stories, with CEO Mark Zuckerberg calling 2019 a year of significant investment for the company as it works to monetize those news features. Shares of Facebook up slightly today. Yum Brands, parent company of KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, beat consensus expectations on both the top and bottom lines, posting better-than-expected sales for international markets. Same-store sales, that's a key metric for restaurant companies. Same-store sales grew 2% for Yum in the third quarter. Yum shares up 4% today. Shares of eBay rose after the company reported earnings that topped consensus expectations. Earnings were 56 cents per share versus expectations of 54 cents. Revenue comes in at $2.65 billion for the quarter, in line with expectations. eBay says they expect earnings of 67 to 69 cents per share in the fourth quarter, which would be slightly above current expectations. Fitbit reported adjusted earnings of 4 cents per share versus consensus estimate of a loss of a penny a share. Revenue came in a little bit higher than estimates. Fitbit jumped about 10% in after-hours trade. Denny's said it intends to sell most of its company-owned stores over the next year and a half. Company plans to sell 90 to 125 restaurants to bring total franchised locations to a target range of between 95 and 97%. Currently, about 90% of the chain's 1,715 units are franchises. Denny's shares jumped over 22% today. Volkswagen and Ford Motor are in exploratory talks to jointly develop self-driving and electric vehicles, part of a far-reaching strategic alliance meant to save the company's billions of dollars. Automakers globally are discussing teaming up to share the cost of developing autonomous and electric vehicles. Honda, earlier this month, said it would invest $2.75 billion and take a stake in General Motors Cruise Automation, self-driving vehicle unit, trying to jointly develop autonomous vehicles for deployment in ride service fleets globally. VW and Ford are under pressure to roll out more EVs in Europe, where emissions rules are being tightened in the wake of Volkswagen's diesel emissions pollution scandal. The U.S. added 227 non-farm private sector jobs in October. That, according to the latest report from ADP Research Institute, service-providing jobs were up 189,000 for the month. Goods-producing jobs were up 38,000. ADP's release gives a preliminary snapshot of employment conditions ahead of the official results that come from the Department of Labor on Friday. But the two sets of reports can sometimes offer disparate results, and this upcoming report for October should be very interesting, particularly when we consider the hurricanes that made landfall. A Labor Department's employment cost index rose 0.8% in the third quarter. That topped expectations for an increase of 0.7%. Wages and salaries increased 0.9%. Beating expectations for 0.5%. This marks a 3% increase in wages and salaries over the last year. Dow Industrial Average today up 241 at 25,115. S&P 500 up 29 at 2,711. And the NASDAQ Composite up 144 at 7,305. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and our daily blog, eatthebankers.com.